Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. And this is such a fun episode. I'm so excited for you guys to tune in to this light, fun, beauty-driven conversation with Lauren Linsenmeyer. She is the owner of Roots, the Beauty Underground. It's Orange County's only clean cosmetic shop and organic salon. So that's exactly what we go into. Skincare products, body care products, makeup, what is good for you, what you should pass on, understanding labels, and then we go into some of her favorite brands, items that all of us can use, or specifically ones that are just great for the season that we're approaching, spring and summer. So the intention with Roots is to honor and guide you through your non-toxic beauty journey with in-depth consultations, one-on-one lessons, and educational events. The focus with Roots Beauty is really self-care and self-empowerment through clean cosmetics. They want you to feel confident in every area of your life and understand that feeling beautiful and looking beautiful isn't vanity focus, it's really soul focus, and that we're all here to express ourselves in a beautiful, really high vibration way. And when we are confident, it's often related to how we feel about our beauty, and that allows us to go out and just be kinder and softer and deliver and work more from our heart space. So I loved this conversation. It's just fun. It's the way podcasts should be. And it's like you're sitting in a beauty shop with your friends, learning all the scoop on what you need to be picking up so you feel and look great this spring and summer. So without further ado, here is my episode with Laura, the owner of Roots, the Beauty Underground. Cheers. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast.
Hi, Whitney. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
So this is such a treat to get to talk about clean beauty and skincare with truly an expert. Can you tell us a little bit more about how long you've had Roots Beauty for?
Yeah, definitely. So Roots was opened on the full moon of August 2012. And so it'll be 12 years this summer it's been the best 12 years of my life.
Congratulations. So Thanks. You were really ahead of your time in noticing that we needed to be more mindful with skincare products, makeup products, salon work, and you really created a space where we could get everything that we needed. Yeah. And surprisingly, that's still really unique. Even though it's 2024, there aren't very many businesses like yours out there. Can you tell me a little bit more about that calling that you got?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I felt like my whole life, you know, I was always born to be in the beauty industry. You know, I was like playing, you know, I played nails and salon and, you know, I was just like always in that space. And so I always knew I wanted to be in the beauty industry. I didn't know exactly how. You know, so I was like, okay, let me get my cosmetology license and then I'll work my way through the beauty industry and test it all out. It was running salons, doing hair, doing makeup, fashion shows, TV shows, like every part of the industry I tapped into at one point. And then I just kept kind of like narrowing it down of like, oh, I really excel in this and I really love that. There was a point, I still was finding my way. There was a point I was probably like 30 and I'd moved to Los Angeles and I was really like, I know you'll get this. It was a dark night of the soul, honey. It was like, change my phone number, you know, move to a place where I don't know anybody and just really just tap in and start over type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I was on that quest and I was in LA and I was looking for a job and I found this salon right down the street from my house in Los Feliz and it was an organic hair salon. And I was like, I don't get it. What's this? You know? And I walked in and really it was the group of girls that were magical, you know, yeah. And welcomed me with open arms. And they really started teaching me about non-toxic organic hair color. So of course I go down that rabbit hole, but then it was like, well, wait, well, what about everything else? I mean, at that time it was just, there was nothing like it. There was nothing like Roots, you know? And so I really started obsessing on the FDA and hormone mimicking disruptors. And I really dove into all that and was like, oh my gosh, now I know what I need to do, you know? Cause my goal was always, you know, find what my passion is, you know, and make a career out of it, make a living out of it, and then also be of service to my community. That was always like the trifecta of like my end game. Luckily, these women introduced me to organic hair color. So I started researching all that and you couldn't get everything in one place. It was all online and you only could go to the separate companies and there was very little. And so I was like, okay, now I know I got to put it all in one spot and have a clean beauty shop. Like it was just a no-brainer. And once I felt that sense of like, oh, this is common sense, I knew it was, you know, gonna happen. There was never any resistance. I mean, everything just like divinely flowed. I mean, talk about a calling, you know, I was just like, just along for the ride, essentially. And like you said, even in today in 2024, like how it's still not the norm. And I'm so surprised, you know, and I'm always like we're so willing to, you know, consult with other companies that want to do something similar. You know, I'd love to see non-toxic cosmetic shops available in every, you know, metropolitan area and every town, whatever. And I would love to support that. And it just surprises me that's not happening more.
Me too. And hopefully we'll start to see that shift this year because it should be more accessible to people. But most people do have to buy just all their products online. Mm-hmm. And the labels are still really confusing to people. It's like buying eggs. Yep. You know, most people don't know how to go to the grocery store and buy eggs. I chose to go to culinary school to learn how to do that. Yep. And still the same is with skincare and makeup. And as we're becoming like more conscious consumers, how do we understand what clean beauty is and what we should be looking for?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so fascinating watching the fads roll through the store. And like, I can tell when like there's been an article put out about something and then it's like a whole movement rolls through based off of this article. It's really fascinating. And some of the things I find that that complicate people are some like old programming of mm-hmm. like, if you can't pronounce the word, yes. then don't put it on your skin. And that's just not the case. You know what I mean? There's, you know, scientific words for coconuts and bananas and, you know, papaya enzymes. Like, that's just not the way it is, you know? So that was something that we really kind of had to retrain people to understand. We're learning every day. I will say that the apps, there's apps now that are so supportive and helpful. I built Roots off of the EWG app. Mm-hmm. You know, EWG.org. They were the only app. It wasn't even an app. It was a website at the time. And it's this wonderful website, you know, nonprofit organization full of lawyers and doctors and scientists and all the professionals trying to bring to you just like the facts and it's the best organization ever. And I actually look forward to working with them, yeah, so like these apps are so helpful that you can scan a product and it can be rated. It's really gotten so easy. And even with that, then you go, okay, I have this app like EWG or Think Dirty or Yucca. That's my new favorite one is Yucca, Y-U-K-A. Is because it's everything. It's cosmetics, it's groceries, it's cleaning supplies. So that's the most well-rounded one I've found right now. But even with those apps, it's so interesting. Like it's such a great lesson. In the end, we must use our intuition. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we can be flooded with so much information, so much conflicting information at that. But in the end, I'm trying to guide my clients and like, you got to use your intuition. What does it tell you? Because a lot of times these apps will say, you know, it'll rate like a 4, like a 1 out of 10. 1 is the lowest, you know, and then 10's the highest of ingredients, right? Well, let's say it's a 4 and you're like, well, and we always try to do 3 and lower. 3 and lower is in the green, right? Well, say it's a 4 and then you go, well, what's the ingredient that makes it a 4? And you're like, oh, it's an essential oil that it could potentially cause like an allergic reaction. You know what I mean? So that's not toxic. That's not hormone mimicking and that's not cancer causing. So there's just so much, you know, I know a lot of people come to us, I'd say 50% come and like want the facts, want black and white, want to be told yes and no and do this and don't do that. So I really try and hone that in for those kind of people. But I also try and nurture that in the end, it's like what your body responds to. Like we are so unique. We are all so different. What works for one person is not going to work for the next person. So these apps are really helpful.
Yeah, so skincare is just like food. Everyone just wants the diet. They just want the diet put in front of them. Tell me what to eat. Tell me what to avoid. May this work for me for the rest of my life. And it's never that way. There's always ebbs and flows, and you always have to figure out exactly what works for you. It's like we can just never – there's no easy path. Yes. You always have to check in with yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And what a beautiful practice. I mean, that's like, that's the ultimate, you know, of like, you know, we try and break it down for our clients and say, let's revisit your protocol seasonally, you know, mm-hmm. like let's base our life off the seasons. Imagine that, truly getting back to the basics. But yeah, like let's just approach everything seasonally and how our skin shifts seasonally and how our colors shift seasonally. So it's a way to kind of, you know, hone them in, give them some, you know, black and white direction, but still, you know, utilizing this uniqueness of what, you know, your change is going to be seasonally. And you can't get that on Amazon. You know what I'm saying? Like humans, like we must, you know, maintain this, this career in this industry. Like you cannot read a blog and go, oh, that product's right for me. Like it just does not work like that. I mean, I would say 50% of our clients, they come in and go, oh, I bought all this stuff off the internet. None of it works. Da, 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 da. And it's just like, it can't be that way. It's they're advertising to the masses, you know? And so we're truly here to go one-on-one, guide you individually, take notes, make samples. Like, it is so customized.
Well, I love that we're bringing this up. So I have olive skin. And so I've always had to buy makeup in the winter and makeup in the summer. That's because right. My skin color changes so dramatically. Mm-hmm. And I just remember all growing up and even in college, I didn't have friends that were like that. And now I think because I'm even more sensitive, I like a heavier makeup in the winter and I really like it light in the summer. You know, you don't want that weight on your skin. Can you talk about some of the summer and spring products for mm-hmm. makeup that we should be using, like shifting from heavier foundations to lighter ones? And what are they now?
Totally. Great question. So now that's interesting. So you're saying, which makes sense, you're saying, you know, winter and summer, which is like the extreme of, you know, the polarities of the two. Mm-hmm. However, as a way for you guys to be able to like happily use your foundations year round, seasonally, I suggest getting your product in the spring and in the fall.
Okay.
You know, because when we're like peak winter, that's such a rare small amount of time. Peak summer is such a rare small amount of time. So spring and fall is your ideal time to come get color matched and do all that complexion stuff. And now for summer, I mean, our whole vibe is just like as less as possible, as little as possible, as minimal as possible, but like effective. So we have like this huge array of tinted sunscreen. So it's your sunscreen, it's your makeup, it's your vitamin C serum, it's your primer, it's your antioxidant, you know? So it's like everything has to be really well-rounded. You know, and so because we have a ton of options of those, because everybody's skin texture, skin tone, do you like it dewy? Do you like it more matte? Mm. Do you, you know, some, you know, oh, I don't like this smell of that mineral. So, you know, we really kind of break it down on everybody in like texture, tone, scent, and then, you know, the array of tones. And so we, you know, get everyone, you know, we say, you know, pull down your top a little bit for me. We're going to test it out on your chest. We go in on your, you know, undertones and your colors, and then like envision how tan you're going to get. And what's great about summer foundations, sunscreen tinted, is they're so sheer. You know, you can like, you can adjust your skin tone and it's not going to be totally different. That's the benefits of having a more sheer product, is it's not so drastic if you do get tan. So that's great. I mean, summer makeup is for sure my favorite. It's just fresh off the beach, sun-kissed, you know, being like, okay, this is your product at home. This is what you do in the morning and you leave that at home. And then these are the products that you keep in your purse because you can easily touch up your lips, touch up your cheeks and keep that there. Like really setting you guys up with your little kit, minimal, effective.
Are there any safe products to be using on our full body to give us that tan when we aren't able to spend as much time in the sun as we'd like?
1,000%. Okay. So I'm so glad you asked. I feel like the world needs to know about, it's called Chocolate Sun. Uh-huh. Chocolate Sun was the very first product that I found back in like 2000, like before I even started Roots. I was like, when I have my own non-toxic cosmetic store, this product is going to be in it. Right. Yeah. So it's a non-toxic sunless tanner, and it defies everything you've known about sunless tanners. It smells like cookies. It's not orange. It's not streaky. You can put it on your body and your face. On your first application, it contains an SPF 20, meaning like I like to suggest to my clients, like, okay, if you're going on vacation, say you're going to like a tropical vacation, take this with you for the double whammy. This is your sunscreen and your sunless tan at the beach. And wow. So you just get so bronzy and so good. And it really is. It's not, I mean, I can't stress enough how this is so much deeper than makeup. You know, this whole operation is a front for tapping in, feeling good, raising our vibration. I mean, this is so much deeper. And the first thing, if somebody's energy is low, somebody's just not enjoying themselves as they should be, sunless tanner is the first thing that's going to cheer you up.
It's so true, because I used to be obsessed with it. Even though I have olive skin and I'm always brown, mm-hmm. I used to lather myself in sunless tanner. And it was actually my sophomore year of college, 2000, the year 2000. Yeah. And I was constantly putting that Jergens sunless tanning stuff on me, which I believe led to me having significant lymphatic system issues. But my dad turned to me and said, everything you put on your body goes into your body. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should be using that on your skin.
Wise dad.
And so I think about that often now when I look at those type of products, and I've been wanting to try to find something because it's been so long since I've reached for that. And it's so true. These transition periods are still when we want to go to a party, we like a little glow. It really does like uplift the soul.
It really does. It shifts your perspective. So now you can like jump off from a higher point. You know, these are all tools, you know, to keep our mind right all the way.
They always give confidence. They really do. What are some of your favorite skincare brands right now? Like, what are like the brands that like really kind of light you up that you get really excited to share with the people that come into your store?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, okay. So what really surprises me is the brands that we opened with, like a handful of the brands that we opened with 12 years ago are still like our anchor superior brands. Wow. Which is so fascinating. It says so much to these people who created the lines. And so for example, like Dr. Alkitis, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Alkitis. This is we've had it since day one, 2012. And he was a scientist. He passed a few years ago, and he was a scientist. And his whole thing was, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin. He didn't like wearing no zinc, no sunscreen, no zinc was his philosophy. You know, they've all got these different philosophies and different reasons behind them. All his ingredients were as a result of biodynamic farming. Mm-hmm. And like, you can really feel that in his products. His products are alive, you know, the container it's in is a special kind of non-toxic natural plastic. Like every step along the way is just profound. And so, I mean, not a lot of brands are able to be superior to that. And he's like an OG. So that's Dr. Alkitis. And he's got some really unique products that nobody else carries. Something called, there's a handful of things I think everybody should have in their arsenal. Mm-hmm. And I should like provide you that list or something like that. Like everybody needs to know this handful of products to have in your home. And one of them is Dr. Alkitis organic soothing treatment gel. And it's this gelatinous serum. It's not greasy. It's not sticky. It fully absorbs. It's anti-inflammatory, antibacterial. And so it's the solution to everything, you know, men's aftershave, under your armpits, if your clean deodorant stopped working, it's going to neutralize your pH. Acne, your pores just shrink up and clear up. Like everybody needs this product, and it's safe on the babies, you know, any kind of skin rashes and stuff like that. So yeah, Dr. Alkitis is a top of the line for me. What else? I mean, I really could go on forever, so please just stop me if...
Well, tell me more. Okay, so I know I'm going to be stopping in to pick that up. What's next? What else do you need in my arsenal?
And Chocolate Sun. So far you need Chocolate Sun and Dr. Alkitis Organic Soothing Treatment Gel.
Yes.
And then, the next one, I feel like Josh Rosebrook is next. Josh Rosebrook, I mean, is a mastermind. He was originally a hairdresser in the desert and just started making his own hair care products, being a hairdresser. And then that just bloomed into this. I mean, he is a genius wizard is how I see him with his blends and his ingredients. And he's really genius. And, it's very unisex. All these things I'm saying too are very unisex for everybody. But yeah, Josh Rosebrook, you know, with the most unique ingredients and products. Now he's got this product called Hydration Boost Concentrate, and it's this slippery fluid that I'm like, it's the solution to the winter parched dry skin that everybody's like, my skin's so dry, I just can't seem to get moisture. I found the combo. I've been playing around with all the combos and I'm like, this is it, you know? And so that's in one of the combos. Mm-hmm. I mean, gosh, okay. So Josh Rosebrook, Dr. Alkitis, let's do a girl. Agent Nator is, she's having her moment, you know?
She is. Yes. I said, I have tons of her products.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Yeah. I mean, Jenna is, I mean, these aren't just people who are like, I'm going to have a skincare line created in a lab and then put my name on it because I'm, you know, the child of somebody famous or whatever, you know, like. These people are brilliant. They're researchers. They're daredevils. They're tapped into nature, you know. And Jenna Covello is really doing her thing. And we're so proud of her. And yeah, her whole line is so special and unique. And with that being said, mm-hmm. not everything is for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't stress that enough. You know, I feel like the beauty of being able to come into Roots or shopping on our Roots website is that we get to customize your perfect lineup, cleanse, tone, serum, moisturize, eye cream, face mask. Mm. But we get to customize it by pulling from, you know, 15 different skincare lines. That's the beauty, I think, of it. Because I don't know a single person on the earth that's like, oh, that whole line is perfect for you.
Yes.
You know, all of Dr. Alkitis is going to be perfect for you. It's just not that way, you know? So I feel like that's really the bonus of working with us is getting to hand pick each piece of your routine and customize it to be the most effective.
Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy.
So I'm at that place in my life where I can no longer use the skincare routine that I've been using since I was in my 20s. I'm now 42 and I'm still using the same routine and it's not working. My skin has changed a lot. Things have come out that need to be burned off by a dermatologist. Like there needs to be a shift. But I have found that I don't know where to start. And
sure.
I don't necessarily trust going to a dermatologist to get the routine because there's no organic dermatologist. I haven't found a dermatologist that is mindful of ingredients, but likes science, but also has a spiritual, intuitive knowing. So how do we create our new skincare routine? Who are we supposed to be turning to?
Right. I mean, you know, we get these clients that come in and they've got conditions, issues, what have you, and they'll say, they'll say, I have an appointment with a dermatologist next week. And I'll be like, and I have to be very careful, right? I mean, like showing respect and like being, you know, neutral and everything. However, I'm like, I have a plan. Like, why don't we, let's do an analysis on you. I'm an in-depth consultation. I'm going to ask you all the questions and we're going to create a game plan, a simple little routine, and let me make you samples. And I want you to go home and I want you to do this lineup for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then let's revisit this because I don't think, I mean, then they don't ever have to go to the dermatologist.
Yeah. Cause that's not necessarily the answer. Right. And I share this as someone who's spent so many years going to doctors from LA to New York to get answers for a variety of health ailments. Mm-hmm. And that's so much of what led me to go to culinary school and work from the inside out. And then ultimately led me to do a podcast to continue to talk with experts because I just want the truth and I just want the answers. And we shouldn't have to spend thousands of dollars going to all these people to get really nowhere or to actually end up falling backwards. I don't feel like us blindly choosing products on the internet is the way. You know, what works for your best friend isn't necessarily going to work for you.
And it's sad because we're correcting so much. We always call it like beauty PTSD. You know, we're like correcting all this stuff. And I'll tell you, it comes from the, you know, let's say the beauty boxes that you can order. Okay. Yes. So you're like, oh, there's a clean beauty box. I'm going to get it every month. Well, you're going to have all these products you're testing that aren't appropriate for your skin, which I don't think it's smart for the brands to do this. Actually, I'm open to be like educated otherwise, but these, you know, all these people are trying your product. It's not for their skin type. And then they're traumatized by it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tried that and I hate that line. That line didn't work for me. That line gave me a rat. You know what I mean? And it was like, well, that wasn't meant for you, you know? Yes. So these beauty boxes, I don't back those. I think they're extremely wasteful and it just takes you on this like emotional roller coaster that's unnecessary.
Let's move on to like full body. What do you love? So like I love when I get out of the shower, shea butter, a jojoba oil. In the summer is when I do raw coconut oil.
Okay, great.
Like, what are you picking up in your shop right now? What are you slathering yourself with?
Okay, get ready. We've got the best. And now here, the body is going to be your most important. Like, if you're going to start anywhere with transitioning to clean beauty, it's going to be the products that you're applying to the majority of your body. Yeah. You know, the largest areas. And that's going to be, you know, your body lotions. And so we have, it's amazing what these brands are coming out with. Like for instance, Josh Rosebrook makes this a product called, I'm so bummed. I have all these things in my room right now. I could go get them, but, he makes this thing called, acid body serum. It's $50, which I think it's extremely reasonably priced for how effective it is. And this acid serum, I like to use it in the morning, in the daytime, because you can get dressed right after. It soaks in, completely dries, boom, you can get dressed. Great. Yeah. It's trippy because it almost dries and you're like, well, wait, am I supposed to get like greasy after, or like, should I put something else on over it? But what it's doing, it's an acid serum that's eating away the dead skin cells. You know, they essentially made skincare for the body. It's eating away the dead skin cells and just makes you buttery smooth. It makes your skin look filtered. I mean, 10 out of 10. Everybody loves it. 10 out of 10 for sure. So that's it. We always suggest that like as a gift too. It's a great price point. It's mind-blowingly effective. Everybody loves it. So that's summer body care for sure. Another one. Okay, let me feel. Okay, I really love One Love Organics. They make this another staple. They've been with us for 12 years and they are still superior to most brands out there, which is wild. They make this body mist. It's called green tea. What's it called? I believe it's like it's called green tea mist serum. And I love keeping it in the shower. So you keep it in the shower. when you turn the shower off, before you dry off, you take this mist, a few spritzes, massage it on, then get out of the shower. So you're trapping in that moisture. We really go wrong with getting out of the shower, completely drying off. Now you're all tight and your pH is off balance. And then now you're flooding yourself with fake lotion and oils, you know, so we're missing that thing right there. So trapping the moisture in while you're still wet and applying that is ideal. And that goes for the face too, you know, never putting anything on a dry body or face, always making sure you're damp to trap that moisture in.
Interesting. Because I had heard for so many years that I should have my face dry for 10 minutes or longer before I put the serum on, because then the serum will really go down. Otherwise, I'm just putting the serum over water.
Fascinating. Yeah, no, I mean, and that's that thing that I think's making most people, or well, maybe I'm projecting, but like, it's like all this information is making people spiral, you know, like, well, I was told this and I was told that and I was told this. And I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is what I know. This is what, yes, from my research, this is from, so, you know, I feel bad for people that need, you know, the literal directions, but, yeah, no, trapping moisture in is, I mean, try it, you know,
and see if it works better and gives you better results. Yeah.
That's right. You're going to use less product. It's going to evenly distribute all over. And it's, you know, that, and it, depending on what mist it is too, you know what I mean? Oh, no mist is created equal. No oil is created equal. And that's again, where it comes down to customizing it for your skin. Like a lot of people are like, oh, I use rose water. And it's like, okay, but that we're not correcting anything there. Yeah. You know, we're simply delivering hydration, which is great. But if we're trying to correct, then we need to go to something a little more complex.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that mist, that serum mist by One Love Organics in the shower, right when you turn it off. Love that. Okay, body. Oh, okay. Now, this is very Southern California, Florida, wherever it's always sunny. Living Libations makes this body oil called Everybody Loves the Sunshine. And it is the most intelligent blend of plants that all have properties to protect you from the harmful rays of the sun, keep you from burning, while still allowing you to absorb the sunshine into us, you know? And again, I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but we were very much misled about, you know, sunscreens and blocking the sun and fearing the sun and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's really nice that we're now in this era of, you know, celebrating the sunshine on our skin and then, you know, putting these ingredients on that really the sun loves. The ingredients love the sun and the sun love the ingredients, and you can really feel it on your skin. So like, it's called Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and it's your daily body oil. You know, it's your daily body oil that you're in and outside all day. We're by windows all day. So that's a really, really nice one. Another great gift because it's beneficial for everybody. And then Living Libations also makes another version. So that's their oil, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. And then they have Everybody Loves the Sunshine lotion with zinc in it. So it's just a little different, a texture, a little more sun protection, amazing for the babies, amazing for the whole family, face and body. This is something unique for the babies, and I'm not a doctor, you know, but this is just something that like I've cooked up in my head is like when you're, if you want to put sunscreen on your baby, I recommend trying, like say you have them in their little bathtub with their water, before you put them in that little bathtub with their water, squirt some of this Everybody Loves the Sunshine with zinc into the water, mix it up, and then put your baby in that water and just massage it around. So it's just this thin, light coverage. The moisture's trapping it in. We're not doing this concentrated, heavy application and running things, you know, into them like that. So
it's like what just we do for ourselves when we take a bath. I always add an oil into my bathtub. And then when I get out, I'm fully moisturized. So why wouldn't we do that for our kids and our babies?
Exactly. Yeah. Lots of stuff with the kids. We're here to like guide those parents just because we've been so misled on so many topics.
Yeah. And overall, you're not going to get the quality ingredients for your child at a grocery store. You know, that's
1,000%.
That's not where the stuff is that, you know, your kids should be putting on their body. You can smell it when you're walking down those aisles. I don't even walk down those aisles, and I try not to even go to those type of grocery stores because the chemical scent's just too strong.
I know. This is bad. This is where, I mean, I feel like this is where I had mentioned earlier, you know, we're looking forward to working closer with the EWG, and I'll tell you the reason is like I've been sitting with this of like, okay, where's the problem? Like, where can we correct it? How can we make the biggest impact for the future? And it's like holding accountable what system has allowed this to happen. Like we cannot move forward if we're not going, okay, let's point out everything that did it wrong, everyone that did it wrong, every system that did it wrong, you know, and I feel that way, like with these baby, you know, I go into CVS and it's like all those sunscreens for the advertised for the kids, and you turn them around and it's known cancer causing chemicals.
Yeah.
And it's like, who is allowing this? And they must be held responsible.
Yeah, it's so interesting that we're at a time right now where everyone's really interested in learning about the lymphatic system and draining their lymphatic system because so many people are suffering with massive physical inflammation on their body. And you can't help but look, well, what was being pushed in the past 20 years for us to put on our body? Maybe we're just all finally having a reaction to everything that we've been drowning ourselves in. I mean, these are the questions that I ask myself, because when you start to see patterns and what's going on with people, you have to start to look at what we've been doing in order to get us here. The body doesn't respond, you know, necessarily that fast. You can always put on a product on your body and have a rash, but usually I find it slowly develops, that these chemicals are subtle enough that it takes time.
Well, and that's where they got away with it for so long, is by saying, oh, but it's a trace amount.
Yes.
It's a trace amount of this known cancer-causing chemical. It's a trace amount of this hormone-mimicking disruptor. It's not going to do anything to them on this application.
Yeah.
What about 20 years of that application? What about, I mean, like the jig's up, you know? It's like, we're moving on.
Well, I have one more question to ask you about body, just because I want to be able to be a better consumer for myself and for family members, is lotion. As we all started to learning about clean beauty and thinking that if we can't pronounce the word, it shouldn't go on our body, I started to get scared about buying lotion. But, you know, we all love how lotion feels when we put it on. Like, you just can't escape it. What are some lotion brands you love? Mm-hmm. And what should we be looking for to know that it's a good lotion for our body?
Totally. So the top one that pops in my head is Graydon, Graydon. And Graydon, that's the name of the brand. She makes this tube, this pump, and it's face and body lotion. Mm-hmm. The price point is totally reasonable. It's for face and body, so you're saving there. So it's also a nice family size. The men love it. The kids love it. You know, because lotion's something you go through fast. You know, so we're always searching for like the most like logical value, right? Yeah. And so Graydon, her ingredients are food grade organic ingredients. Now her thing really is you can eat it. Wow. Literally, you know, she doesn't suggest it, but those ingredients, you can absolutely eat it and ingest it. Okay. She originally was a holistic chef like you know, in the 70s in Santa Monica, and just started down that road of, you know, cooking. And then she started to put the food on her body. Right. And so, she's just a brilliant woman and has a great story. So Graydon face and body lotion, easy to travel with. It smells good. The scent, the texture, I mean, the results, everybody loves it. So I would say Graydon, and then Alivia. Alivia is a fan favorite that is going to be pre and probiotic. in the lotion. So this is great. We have an unscented version. So this is great. Anybody with eczema, psoriasis, any kind of skin issues, the kids, you know, the dog, like everything's just so clean and supportive of, you know, really supporting your own microbiome. These products aren't, there's a difference between a blend of ingredients that supports you and then a blend of ingredients that performs on you, you know? And I feel like that's where, you know, it comes with like, you know, in that consultation, like if we're trying to correct something, then we're going to go to this corrective brand. But most of our things, it's about supporting your body's natural function in just, you know, producing itself and neutralizing itself and really not making the body dependent on, you know, like face oils. For example, I feel like public service announcement, like a lot of women will go, my skin's so dry. There's just nothing I can do to, you know, hydrate it. I put all the oils on it. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, I'm so sorry I didn't tell you earlier. We didn't go over this earlier. But, you know, if we're going to be putting those oils on our skin every day, it's going to train our cells to not need to produce oil. You know what I mean? You're almost like making your cells lazy of its oil production because it knows it's guaranteed to be slathered with oils daily, right? And so it's like, that's why I can't express enough this seasonal check-in, this seasonal regroup. You know, every time you finish one product, let's reevaluate where you're at and then go to the next level because we're just like ever evolving.
Okay, so how do people schedule an appointment with you or someone on your team to reevaluate either their skincare routine or their makeup bag?
Absolutely. So we do everything on the telephone. I mean, we will eventually have like online booking and all that, but I'll tell you, I just love human connection. We love when you guys call us. We love to ask all the right questions and just human connection is priceless. So you can call us directly and at the shop. And we do this with people all over the country, especially after, you know, the whole pandemic era. We really spread out across the country with clients, you know what I mean? And doing FaceTime and having in-depth consults. And we just say, you know, let's set a time. You're going to go by your window. You're going to bring your products with you. And we can just bust it out on FaceTime. And so we can schedule that over the phone or call us and book an appointment to come in. We're not real big on emailing. Sorry. I cannot sit at a computer all day. I just can't do it.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I love it. Is there one other takeaway that you really want people to understand about beauty and makeup for their health and well-being?
I do. This has nothing to do with vanity. It has nothing to do with vanity. These are self-care rituals that bring us back into ourselves and bring us present. And, you know, our cells love when we speak kindly to them. You know, our hair I hate my hair. I can never get it the way I want it. It's listening to us. I don't know. This is so much deeper than vanity. This is like this like quantum healing operation, you know, and, you know, there's so much stuff going on in social media about like, if you wear makeup, you're insecure. And like, look at me, I don't wear makeup. Like, it's just, this is so personal. This is so personal. This has nothing to do with anyone else. I mean, and we're like, we've committed to staying just like, so I don't know. I'm not trying to like scale and go big and have multiple stores. Like, we're just this tiny little operation that's here to like affect people positively one-on-one every day forever.
So a few weeks ago, I was in Sedona to see Sasha Stone speak. Are you familiar with Sasha Stone?
Sure. Great.
What was really interesting is we talked a lot on beauty and how there's this huge endeavor in society right now, whether you go on to social media or you're just out in community, where beauty is bad. to look beautiful, to put yourself together, to build buildings that are beautiful, to have a community space that's beautiful, that everything's being torn down, brought down, and things that are being put in its place just aren't beautiful anymore. And that beauty is a high vibration.
That's right.
That beauty is an expression of art. And when we're expressing ourselves through art, then we are at a higher vibrational space. We're more in love. We are more in joy. That is what we're here to do, is to create beauty and to create love and to create art. And it's such a beautiful expression of oneself. And so I think, you know, we're entering, I hope, a beauty renaissance, that we're all falling in love with where we're living. And if it's not looking beautiful to us, then we are making the changes in our community to bring it back to life, to bring it back to its beauty. And I think we should be doing the same thing for ourselves, mm-hmm. You know, going through our own little renaissance and making the changes that we need so we feel beautiful in our skin.
That's right. I mean, we get to see it every day where it's like, you know, the mom with the kids, and we know the husband and the whole deal. And it's like, if the mom feels good, if the mom has taken time for herself, if the mom, you know, the whole family benefits.
Yeah.
This is harmonizing with everything around us. It is so deep and it's so profound. And I don't want anybody to be scared of it. Like,
yeah.
Like contouring YouTube videos, like it's just not like that, you know, that's just not how we do it anyway. It's just so much more sacred.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, I can't wait to set up an appointment for you with you guys and get like a nice little refresh. I learned so much. Thank you so much. And also it really helped me to be able to overcome my fear of lotion and know that there are some good products out there for me, because it's something I love and, you know, been avoiding it for years and using oils, and then, like, you know, you stand in your bathroom because you can't put clothes on.
Yeah. We're going to have a solution to everything you are looking for sure. Also, I don't know if you saw, we're having an event on March 21st. I'd love to put you on our guest list.
Oh, well, thank you. What's the event?
It's Nadine Artemis from Living Libations.
Oh, she's fabulous.
I mean, OG. You know, she wrote a book called Renegade Beauty. She wrote a book called Holistic Dental Care.
Yes.
It's just healing through plants. And she will be here on the 21st. We're going to have a Q&A. The first 50 people will get a copy of her book. We just booked a harpist. We'll have, you know, Living Libations mini facials and braid bars. It's just a really special gathering with really good people. So we'd love to have you.
I would love to come. And that's something that I would love for people to check out, is your Instagram page. And the link is in the show notes, because you're constantly bringing experts in the skincare space to your store and putting on these events that help create community, but also help us learn. Yeah. So if you aren't directly in Laguna Beach or Orange County, still check out your Instagram, because you can come up from San Diego. You can come down from LA. Like, you might be in California at that time, and your events are fantastic.
Thank you so much. It's like our honor to do this with everybody.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yeah. And literally, she is in the heart of Laguna Beach. She is on Force Avenue. Like, it is the spot. So kudos for you for like building a store with this consciousness, like literally in the heart of this town.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, it's been such a treat to connect with you here. I've loved our conversation, and I look forward to seeing you more in town.
Can't wait. Real quick, plug on your...
Oh, my gosh.
On your spice, Starseed Kitchen, dude. We all have it. The whole Roots crew. Everybody loves it. We talk about it all the time. We send everybody to Nuance to buy it.
Thank you so much for your support. Sure. It means so much to me.
For sure. You know,
we're all doing what we can in our own little way to help extend the frequency in a positive way.
That's right. Thanks, Whit.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one.
For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels at Whitney Aronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.